Tomorrow, Scots may very well wake up and find out that they are, in fact, independent from Great Britain. But no matter the outcome of the vote, they'll still be dependent on, wait for it, Pakistan. My BBC colleague Shaima Khalil is in Islamabad. And what is the dependence on Pakistan all about? Because I couldn't believe it when I heard this story.
Well, I was going to say, believe it or not, outside Scotland, Pakistan is the number one manufacturer of, again, as you say, wait for it, bagpipes, which is, you know, having just arrived here a couple of weeks, I couldn't believe it myself. But my colleagues were telling me there is an industrial city called Sialkot, not very far from Islamabad, that specializes in manufacturing bagpipes, which I just thought was amazing. So we went to a factory there. This is a family business. It's been running there for three generations. And we met the current manager, Faisal Naeem, who said that it was, you know, his grandfather who made these bagpipes for the British all the way back in colonial India.
So what's his hope? I mean, is he kind of invested in the outcome of the referendum, yes or no, and why?
Oh, he very much is. He very much is. And he's very clear about what he wants. He definitely wants a no vote. He wants things to remain as is because he said, look, there are many unanswered questions about this. First of all, what currency are we going to be dealing with them in? What happens if Scotland becomes independent? Does that mean they're going to be dealing with the pound? Does that mean they'll join the euro? How will the euro affect our prices? Do we need to put our prices up? So his clear answer, I asked him, I said, if you had a right to vote, what would it be? And he said, my vote would definitely be no.
Wow,
not that he could vote, of course.
What did the factory floor look like in this town where all these bagpipes are made in Pakistan?
Do you know, it does feel like a family business, but also it was quite surreal because you walk into this room and it's just full of tartans and men on sewing machines making kilts and putting buckles and pleating. I tell you, Marco, the pleating is so accurate. If it wasn't very, very hot and humid, you would think you were somewhere else. But of course, you know, it reminds you very well the weather conditions that you're in Pakistan. But so it felt quite, I don't know, there was a bit of, you know, a family affection to it almost.
Have Pakistanis taken to playing this instrument?
Well, it's interesting because before I went on tour to that factory, I actually did some research. So I watched a few videos and there are some wedding bands, Pakistani wedding bands that would play at weddings and parties. And some of them are quite good, actually. But it's interesting because when we went to the factory, the owner of the factory, the manager, invited us into a room. And there was an old man in a marching band uniform who started playing the bagpipe for us. He played a Pakistani song. Let's have a listen and see what it sounds like.
Shaima, generally in Pakistan, are there discussions being had about the Scotland referendum? I mean, is there interest in what's going on in Scotland?
Well, I think Pakistan is, you know, very much absorbed in its own drama and its own crises. I mean, there is a political crisis here and there are protests on the streets, of course, and there is the crisis of the floods. But having said that, because it's such huge news and it's on, you know, all the international outlets, people have been talking about it. Not necessarily about Scotland and England, but the idea of separation, the idea of separating a nation, because of course, Pakistanis know a lot about this. And we were chatting to a friend and he was saying, look, you know, I'm not a Scotsman, I'm not an Englishman, but if I had the vote, I would vote no, because separating a nation doesn't really do you any good. And look at what happened to us in Pakistan. And according to him, he says that, you know, the separation did us a lot of harm. So it's just an interesting take on what's happening thousands of miles away. The idea of separating a nation to them or to, you know, to that particular person that we were speaking to wasn't appealing at all.
Shaima, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure, Marco.
The BBC's Shaima Khalil in Islamabad. Whether it's a yes or a no in Scotland's independence referendum, we'll examine the vote's outcome tomorrow right here on The World. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for being with us.